Harbor Beach coming out in their new jerseys this year. Black pants, white away jerseys, black lettering, orange outline with a skull and crossbones and HB on the shoulders with as plain white helmets come with black face masks. Lakers will be kicking off to start this game. Looks like number 5, Wes Trowbridge, a kicker. He also plays soccer and he kicks for the football team here. And they're going to be kicking off left to right across your radio from the 40-yard line of Laker territory. 12 minutes are on the clock and all the teams are fired up and ready to go. The Laker Loudmouths are in full force tonight, their lime green sweatshirts and t-shirts. Current conditions right now, as the kickoff goes to 16-yard line, brought in by number 10, Josh Schelke. He breaks one tackle to the 30-yard line. Finally, he's getting pushed out of bounds at the 44-yard line. So a good return for Josh Schelke there. Started at the 17 and got brought down at the 44. 24-yard return.
Brought down by number 21, Terrence Dubes.
27 if you're keeping track at home. Current conditions in Pidgeon, Michigan are 68 degrees with clear skies. Calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the east at 11 miles per hour. Visibility is unlimited. Barometric pressure is at 30.19, and the dew point is at 55. It's a beautiful day for football. Harbor Beach coming out in the spread formation, two wide each way. Eli Kraft now calling an audible with DJ Ridner to his left in the shotgun. And it's a handoff. Actually, he fakes the handoff and keeps it for himself. And the Laker defense is there to meet him at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Austin McCabe with the stop at the line of scrimmage for the Laker defense.
Austin McCabe, a big threat on that line, and he gets the first tackle of the night for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. He's 5'11", 225 on that defensive line for the green and white. Two wide each way, same formation, except this time he has Austin Seltz to his right, Eli Kraft in the shotgun, rolling to his right, looking to pass, nothing there, finally lets it loose. To number 22, that's Mitch Hearn, catches it at the 43-yard line, across the 40, and finally down at the 38-yard line. A first down by a bunch. They start at the 45 in their own territory into the 38 of Lakers. An 18-yard gain on the complete pass.
Terrence Dubes with the tackle for Lakers. Just a simple rollout there to the far side of the field, using Seltz as a lead blocker, and boy, did he pick up a block, Clark. He knocked the guy right down on his backside.
Working off the right hash, right to left across the radio are the Pirates, and a handoff to Austin Seltz. Gets tripped up at the line of scrimmage, maybe gets a yard on the second effort. They say he's down at the 42, second and 9.
Now, if Harbor Beach wants any success tonight, they're going to have to not get number 60, Austin McCabe, off the line of scrimmage because he's in for another tackle already for that Laker defensive line.
Clock continues, 10:40 left in the first quarter. No score, Harbor Beach with the ball first, working right to left across your radio on their first drive off the right hash at Lakers 37. A handoff to DJ Ridner up the middle, the fullback. He hits the line, pushes the line back, and continues on a third effort all the way down to the 31-yard line. It's a 6-yard gain and brings up third down and 3.
Dubes with another tackle for Lakers.
That's a long 3, maybe 4 yards, depending on if you're using the metric system. 10 minutes to play in the first quarter. Harbor Beach in the huddle. Mitch Hearn brings in the play and replaces Travis Essmaker.
DJ Ridner there with 5'11", 215. Finally took the third and fourth defenders to bring him down.
And on third down and short, they bring in the T formation, pack the house, 3 men in the backfield. And it's a pitch out to Austin Seltz around the right side. He's hit at the 30-yard line, dives across to the 29. The first down marker is at the 28. Looks like they're going to be short of the first down by about a yard. And Lakers brings up a fourth down for the Harbor Beach Pirate offense.
It's the credit Diaz for the tackle for Lakers, and he did a nice job tackling the shifty Austin Seltz.
And Bad Axe is out to an early lead over Bay City All Saints, 8-0 over Bay City so far, early in the game in Bad Axe. Fourth and one, Harbor Beach in the huddle coming out. Josh Schelke, the tight end on the right side. They're still in the T formation, working off the right hash mark on the left side of your radio. Lakers bringing as much pressure to the line, and they burst right through the line. Eli Kraft goes for the hard count, and they get the offsides encroachment on Lakers. and that's going to be enough for an automatic first down.
Oh, this very clever by the senior, Eli Kraft, goes for the hard count, and not only did he get a guy to jump the line of scrimmage, he got three of the four defensive linemen to bite on that hard count. Excellent job and an easy and free 5 yards, enough for the first down for Harbor Beach.
It's the first flag we've seen so far tonight, and it's 5 yards, moves the ball down to the Laker 24-yard line inside the red zone. Harbor Beach back out in the spread, and it's a handoff. Actually keeps it to Eli Kraft. He gets the first down to the five, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. A 24-yard keeper for Eli Kraft. Fake the handoff, and he broke free of one tackle, and that's all he needed. It's now Harbor Beach 6, Lakers nothing.
Wow, credit Kraft and Seltz and the offensive line on that play. Between Kraft and Seltz, that ball was in both of their hands for probably 3 to 4 good seconds, and Kraft and Seltz both watching, ready to take the ball from each other and take it away. That's that the beauty of that read option. Kraft, the leader, took it himself and had nothing but pay dirt in front of him.
And they bring out the point after a team. Nick Hessling, the kicker. Good snap, and is it up? It is good. Yes, it is. And Harbor Beach comes out first and strikes first. 7-0 over the Lakers with 8:54 left in the first quarter.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf. Gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
Beach 7, Lakers nothing as they march right down the field. It only took them 8 plays to cover 56 yards on that drive that lasted a whole 3 minutes and 6 seconds.
It didn't take long either. Marlette recovered an ugly fumble in the end zone for a quick 6-0 lead over there in Marlette. It's in Marlette, isn't it?
It's in Marlette. Yeah, so ugly out to an early lead over Marlette.
No, Marlette recovered an ugly fumble, yes.
Okay, that makes more sense. So 6-0 Marlette over the ugly Bearcats. 8-0 Bad Axe over Bay City All Saints. And if you have a score to report, tweet us at WLEW Sports on Twitter. Nick Hessling kicking off from his 40-yard line. Good-looking boot. This one goes all the way down to the two. Bounces at the end zone. And actually hits the field goal in the back of the end zone for a touchback with the wind. Beautiful looking kick.
Yeah, a great kick, and it's such an unsung advantage for the special teams to boot it into the end zone and just give the team 20 yards. And it just prevents that big punt return or kick return play. It's an advantage for Harbor Beach right now.
So Lakers are going to have to go 80 yards for a score here to try and tie it up with a touchdown apiece. They trail Harbor Beach 7-0. With 8:54 left in the first. Working left to right across your radio in the green and black jerseys, one wide to the left, and that eye in the backfield, actually in a slot receiver to the left as well. Now in motion, that's number 4, Dustin Cady. Now going to be a lead blocker to the right, and it's off to Mauricio Diaz, number 18. He's across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. It's going to be a 2-yard gain for Diaz and 2nd and 8.
He was tackled there by a herd of defenders. First one on the scene was number 75, Josh Wan.
Josh Wan, a big body for the Harbor Beach Pirates, 6'2" and 210 pounds, anchoring that left side of their line. Brady Post, the quarterback, under center, two men in the backfield, single file behind him. Dustin Cady wide to the left in motion, and it's a toss out to Mauricio Diaz, has nowhere to go, has to reverse the field, and in the backfield, Harbor Beach swarms to the ball and brings him in for a loss, a 7-yard loss on the play as about 5 jerseys jumped on him.
Yeah, but I think we're either going to get a late hit or a taunting penalty here on Harbor Beach.
It's a personal foul against Laker, or against Harbor Beach. The Laker fan base excited about that one, giving 3 yards away, and the 15 yards from the spot of the foul is going to be about a 0.5 yard short of the first down marker.
Yeah, credit Austin Ginther with the tackle in the backfield there. Did an excellent job bringing the runner down. I think that that personal foul is going to go on number 14 for Harbor Beach, Austin Seltz. A little bit of an excessive celebration, I think, is going to be the personal foul. I didn't see any late hits there.